Hello there, I'm Donovan Chiquez, and I'm the host of Trooper Talk Podcast. Thanks for listening. Today we're going to talk about the top 6 facts about Boba Fett. Now, anyone who knows about Star Wars will know about this iconic Mandalorian bounty hunter. But do you really know the more obscure parts of his storyline? Today we're going to dive into just 6 facts about this incredible character. Number 1. As a young boy, after Jango Fett, his father, or rather donor, because he was really a clone of Jango, was killed on Geonosis by Mace Windu, Boba Fett became a hunter in his own right. Now, he wasn't the best hunter, but he developed skills fast. He ended up leading a team of bounty hunters, including Bosk, the Trandoshan, Ara Sing, a sniper, and Castus, who is just another bounty hunter. They went on a lot of missions, and Boba Fett ended up getting caught by the Old Republic, but ended up escaping several times and just causing them more and more trouble. Number 2, he nearly killed Mace Windu and Luke and Anakin Skywalker. Now, you may ask how this is possible, but it's in the Clone Wars. He nearly killed Mace Windu by rigging a bomb in his quarters doorway. Now, he had posed as a clone cadet to do so, but an unfortunate clone trooper stepped into the doorway first, triggering the bomb. Mace Windu was unhurt and immediately caught on to the plan. Later, while him and Skywalker were down on the same planet where that same dreadnought had crashed, dreadnought being the obvious Star Cruiser choice of the Republic fleet, they were looking through the wreckage when they found a silver and blue highlighted Mandalorian helmet. Now, this was obviously the helmet of Jango Fett, but inside was rigged with a bomb, and it exploded, sending both of them to be trapped in the wreckage, but later rescued thanks to R2-D2. Number 3. The facts about his armor. So, according to the book The Bounty Hunter Code, Boba Fett has made a lot of improvements to his armor, but most of all, his helmet. Including, he upgraded his rangefinder to track as many as 30 targets, whereas it would usually track 10. He upgraded the weapons control interface so that it could interact better with the weapons he was carrying. He customized his advanced penetrating radar lenses, so he could see more on his radar. He had unfaired scanning lenses, so he could see through heat vision. He had olfactory sensors installed, which means he could smell through the helmet. And then he had the holonet and database search subroutines augmented, which essentially means he could search the holonet database through his helmet by voice command. So, obviously, he did a lot of work on his helmet, and it kind of reminds me of Slave One, his ship, because he did a lot of customizing to himself to make it the most effective weapon possible. Number 4. He eventually became Mandalore, the ruler of the Mandalorians. Yes, this is true. I feel like we all wanted to see it for a while, but it ended up happening. In Legends, during the Yuuzhan Vong War, Boba Fett ended up becoming the leader of the Mandalorians. He ruled Mandalore and was given a new set of armor, a better one. He fought during the Yuuzhan Vong War, aside Luke Skywalker and his New Republic. And although he never got to see Mandalore in the end, because he got separated from it and he was deathly sick. But overall, he became the Mandalore. Number 5. He killed IG-88. So, we all know the infamous other bounty hunter, IG-88, the IG assassin droid. But, what you might not have known is that IG-88 was killed on Cloud City by Boba Fett. They both arrived there on Cloud City and fought over who was going to get the bounty of Solo. You can tell the victor because when you look at Chewbacca retrieving C-3PO's dismantled parts in the Ugnaught melting down chamber, you see the pieces of an IG unit exactly the same as IG-88, showing that Boba Fett dealt with his adversary. And number 6, he fought Darth Vader. So before all of the craziness with him being hired to take down on Han Solo and bring him back to Jabba, Boba Fett fought Vader for being double-crossed on a planet called Merix Minor. They both fought and both escaped alive, obviously, but they developed a grudging respect for each other. It was a furious battle, and Boba Fett could have almost killed Vader, but then again, Vader could have almost killed him. Neither came out on top necessarily, with both just escaping, but still, it's pretty impressive to fight the Dark Lord of the Sith and survive. So, that's all that we have for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you tune in again for Trooper Talk Podcast.